Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you for joining us today, and partner, as always, my good buddy, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Hey, Scott, good morning.
We are powered by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we want to thank our good friend, Dan Johnson. Instead of calling him at the first of the show like we normally do, we're going to call him at the end of the show so he can sleep in a little bit more. But we'll be talking to Dan a little later. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax in Aurora. A great, great dealership. They have a full body shop. Great service, and we just want to thank Dan Johnson again for being a sponsor for us. And again, we will talk with him a little bit later. Our number is 303-477-5600. Listen, if you've already been out, did some archery muzzle loading, one of the two rifle seasons, and had success or didn't have success, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and hear your story. So, and send us some pictures too. We've got Sportsman of Colorado. We've got a bragging gallery there. We'll put your pictures on our website. You can email us, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com or red@sportsmanofcolorado.com if you want to hear about some certain show topics or you have any questions. We also have our Ask the Expert segment. If you send us a question through our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, we will send you a $25 Cabela's gift card. Again, we want to thank you for joining us. We look forward to a great show today. We're going to be talking with Kirby Boos from Cabela's and talking about knives and scent products. And then we've got Eric Welsh a little later in the show with SKB Products, and they provided our cases for our hunt to Africa back in May. And I tell you, Red, those were great cases.
Yeah, they sure were. And the fact that they had wheels and a handle on them sure made it nice in the airport too.
They sure did. They really did. So we look forward to talking with Eric Welsh there. Couple of things. One Shot Gear, one of our sponsors, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood. They offer a great deal already on all the products, but if you mention Sportsman of Colorado when you go there, you will get an extra 10% off of Sitka gear. And if you're familiar with Sitka gear, you know that it is never discounted in any retail store, pretty much. And so these guys have made a special offer for our listeners. And go and talk to Alex or Grant. That's One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle, and they'll be open today. I think they open at 10 o'clock today, and so go by and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman Colorado. Also, our good buddy Dave Weddle at Frontier Gallery offers any of our listeners, if you found a firearm on the internet you want, you can go to Frontier Gallery, and he will transfer that firearm for you for no charge. But you got to mention our show, and Frontier Gallery is at 1452 South Broadway. And I tell you what, we got a couple of minutes. My dad called in. He wanted to listen, but I'm going to make him come on air and say hello. So, Dad, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Howdy to everybody there in Colorado. I got one of those African knives, and I love it. I use it every day. Howdy, Red.
Hey, Bear. How you doing, partner?
I'm fine. I'm looking forward to this man about knives here.
Yeah, we'll have him on here in a few minutes. And I tell you, you know, we talk about it a lot, of getting kids involved in the outdoors, and I'll try to do this the best I can, but I tell you, you know, I want to thank my dad personally and in person through the radio for teaching me about the outdoors and hunting and loving the outdoors, and I have many, many stories that will live with me a lifetime due to him taking the time of taking me out in the woods, teaching me safety, but also showing that it's a great passion you can have. So, Dad, thanks.
You're welcome, Scott. And, Dad, I would say get it done because life goes by so fast.
I wish we would have done more.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me say that, you know, Scott and his dad have a great relationship. I did not have as good a relationship with my dad, and he never took us hunting or fishing, or almost never. And it was like we could never do anything right. We had a metal fishing boat, and of course, kids cannot sit still and make a little noise. And my dad would I didn't matter where we were on the lake, he'd pull over to the shore and just make us get out. And it got to be where it was no fun to go hunting or fishing with him.
Right.
And dad's, if you want to have a great relationship with your kids, spend time with them, be patient with them, teach them. And later on in life, I guarantee you can have a great relationship with them. Enjoy that. Enjoy the time that you have with them.
Yes, sir.
And it really was, now growing up at about, 6 and 7 and sitting up in a tree and him tying me with a belt to a limb so I wouldn't fall out. I'm not sure that might have been the first safety harnesses that were ever invented. But anyway, Dad, hang in and listen. And if you have any questions, tell Zach you want to come on, and you can ask questions with us, all right? So hang on with us.
Hey, Red.
Yeah.
I'd put Scott down in a blind, and I'd take off just as it was breaking day, and I wasn't going to get too far from him, but I would look back, and he'd be right behind me.
Well, and I don't blame him for that. You never know creatures are sneaking around in the woods,
Yes, y'all have a good show, and good to talk to the people of Colorado.
All righty. And, Red, we've got the International Sportsman's Expo. It's not till January, but it'll be here before we know it. So mark your calendars, January 16th through the 19th. Again, it's the International Sportsman's Expo. And we have been invited to host the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Adventure Theater. And tell us a little bit who's going to be there for that.
Scott, they've always got a great lineup of speakers and experts at the Sportsman's Expo. We look forward to it every year. They're going to be having pheasant hunting seminars with Bob Hicks from Pheasants Forever. They're having special events on experts from hunting and shooting safety with Mark Cousins and the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Getting the most from your big game, cooking, and Hank Shaw, and who's an author and a hunter. Taking your deer and elk hunting to the next level by Guy Eastman from Eastman's Hunting Journal. Colorado Elk and Deer on Public Lands by Mark Smith. And then, of course, they're going to have experts on waterfowl hunting with Ducks Unlimited. And from Silk, Colorado to Africa and back with Jackie Gross, Bo Crazy, extreme huntress. So there's things for the guys and the gals, and it's going to be a tremendous show. We always look forward to seeing the new products, the new gadgets, and then getting tips on hunting and fishing. It'll be a great show, so mark your calendars for January 16th through the 19th.
All righty, and we will have a booth there. We are also creating a 2014 resource guide powered by Sportsman of Colorado. Maybe you're listening and you're in the outdoor industry, or maybe you just like to advertise in that. We're going to be printing 50,000 of these 32-page full-color brochures, pamphlets kind of deals that will fit easy in a glove compartment or kitchen drawer, but we're going to have most of the things are going to deal with the outdoors, but then I have what we call real life. So we've got a mortgage company, insurance company, a financial planner, several attorneys in some different areas, our good friends at Handyman Connection, American Painting Specialist. And these will be companies that you can trust. All of these people are partners with us on our CBS4 Haystack Help. So we've done background checks on these folks for them to be in this Sportsman's Guide. So we will be having those available for you. And again, if you're interested in those, you can contact us through the website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Last here before our break, there's a hunting and sportsman show at the outlets at Loveland today. Go up and see Kurt, our buddy at Ammo Can. And walk up and ask for Kurt or Kristen. Tell them you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado and said, Scott said, give me some kind of discount. All right? Hopefully he won't kill me. But go up there at the outlets at Loveland. That's today and tomorrow. And the hunting and sportsman show at the outlets there in Loveland. Again, today we're going to be talking with Kirby Boos. He's the assistant hunting manager at Cabela's right after the break. And then we'll be talking with Eric Welsh with SKB Products. You can check out our shows now on our website if you missed a Saturday. And we had a couple of technical difficulties our first couple of weeks, but we're all straight now. So there are some podcasts there from past shows. And check out our website. Again, it's sportsmanofcolorado.com. If you want to call in, 303-477-5600. And we'll get you on the show, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. But if you've already been out hunting and maybe you blew it, tell us how you blew it so we won't blow it out in the woods. Or maybe you were successful on your hunt, whether that be archery, muzzle loading, or one of the first couple of rifle seasons. We would love to hear your story. And again, send us your pictures to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll post those on our bragging gallery. Tell you what, Zach, let's jump to a break a couple minutes early, and then when Kirby calls in, we'll be ready for him. This is Sportsman of Colorado. My name's Scott Watley with my partner, Red Merrill. Give us a call, 303-477-5600.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number, 303-477-5600. Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors. Without them, this show would not be possible. Steve Pitcock over at Hot Shots Automotive. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you need a vehicle repaired. You got to have a good mechanic you can trust, and that's Steve at Hot Shots Automotive. You can go to our website and find more information about Steve there, but he's located over in Centennial, and just a great, great guy and a great supporter of our show. Let's go right to the phones. Kirby Boos with Cabela's. Kirby, good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Red. How are you today?
Good, man.
Great, Kirby.
We appreciate you. Getting up a little bit earlier. I know you got a big, long day at Cabela's there today, and we want to thank you for coming on with us. First of all, let's tell us how long you guys been open now?
We've been open since August 15th,
yep.
And it's been a whirlwind, a lot of support from the community, and we're having a great time down here.
I'm telling you, there hadn't been too many days I've been in there. The store wasn't packed.
Yes. Same here. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
I try to go down there, you know, at least once a week and sometimes more than that, just to wander around, look at all the stuff. And it's packed every time I've been there.
Yeah, well, and we're also packed with product. We're receiving a lot of stuff, and we're keeping the shelves really, really full. So it's been fun. We've been taking care of a lot of people.
Well, I'll tell you, we've been looking forward for years to getting you guys here, and we are thrilled to have you. Also, they have a store located in Thornton, Colorado, at 144th and I-25, and then up in the Lone Tree area, right up by Sky Ridge Hospital. Well, Kirby, let's talk a little bit about knives. And when you and I spoke yesterday, we thought that'd be a good subject, because I'm going to tell you, there is nothing worse in the world than pulling out a knife that don't work properly. And it's pretty confusing, though. You walk in and there's a lot of different knives to choose from. So we'll kind of go through some different categories of knives with you. But in your opinion, and maybe this is too open of a question, what makes a good knife?
Well, it depends on what you want to do with the knife. There are several applications for knives, whether you're going to carry them in your pocket, whether you're going to be cleaning game, whether you're going to be filleting fish. So obviously you need for it to be sharp. Sharp is important. And then blade style. What are you going to use it for? On the hunting side of things, you're going to need something with, you know, a good caping type blade, something you can clean your animals with, and then you have a nice kind of a rounded front end on it, so you can cape your animal properly. A gut hook is a popular thing, and it really makes for easy skinning of the legs and everything. When you use a gut hook, you can use it obviously to open the center, but it's also really, really handy to get around the legs, because when you're peeling up the legs and so forth, it's kind of difficult sometimes with just a regular knife tip.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of different kind of gut hooks on the market. There's the little hook that you see right in the top of the end of the back of the blade on some of the big sheath type hunters, and there's also folders. But then there's another one. Outdoor Edge has one that you can operate away from you. You can actually push forward. That's called a swing blade, and that's been a real popular item. It's the blade, you know, spins on an axis at the end of the handle. You push a button and you can flip it over and slide that skinning feature underneath the skin and just slide away from you, and it'll split the skin for you.
Right. Yeah, you know, Kirby, I've got an Outdoor Edge, one of the earlier ones that they came out with, the big rounded blade on it, and it has a gut hook on it. But I find it's a little hard to keep that gut hook sharp. What do you recommend about that, being able to keep that sharp?
On a gut hook, it's probably the best to get a diamond, like a rat tail file, a round file, and you just hit it very, very gently. Try to keep the angle proper, and then you feel for the burr on the backside of the knife. What I mean by burr is when you sharpen a knife, the edge will roll over a little bit, so you'll get a little kind of what they call it, a burr, but it's a little rolled edge on there. So once you get that rolled edge coming on the flat side of the knife, then you want to straighten that out. You can do that like on the back of a coffee cup or a china plate or something, and that'll really help to sharpen that gut hook.
Yeah, so when you're sharpening your knives, you actually need more than one kind of stone. You need some coarse stones and some real fine stones.
Well, you do, and I have some personal preferences. I really, really like the new electric sharpeners now, because they go so quickly. But a stone, you know, if you keep your angle extremely accurate, you can sharpen a knife very well on a stone. I was a commercial fisherman back in the 70s and 80s, and I filleted fish for a living. And we always used just the old Washita stone, you know, either that or some sort of a carbide stone. And we didn't really know what we were doing, I'll be honest. We thought, okay, you keep the angle kind of like this, and you get kind of a rough edge. But you had to use all arm to even get through and fillet those big fish. Now, what I suggest is some sort of a fixture sharpener, which will maintain the angle for you. That's pretty critical in sharpening your knives. What happens is if you waver at all when you drag the knife blade across the stone, you change the angle of the edge, and then you have to take a lot more material off to get back to that perfect angle. So something with a fixture or an electric sharpener really makes it a whiz. We've got a couple of kinds of sharpeners. Well, we have several kinds of sharpeners down here, but the ones that are really, really fun to use and work extremely well would be either a Work Sharp or a Chef's Choice. The Smith also does that equally well. The two, the Chef's Choice and the Smith, are a spinning wheel. So they have a diamond wheel that you drag your knife through, and it maintains the edge. So your knife goes into a guide, and it absolutely hones that edge at the same angle all the time. And the Work Sharp is a spinning, it's a rotating sanding belt, if you will. And that one really works slick. You can sharpen anything. The fun thing about those is when you get one of those, you'll be sharpening anything you can find. You'll be going through your toolbox, all the kitchen knives, everything, butter knives. You'll want to sharpen one of those.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it makes it real quick and easy. And then the other thing that probably most important is the maintenance of the edge. When you're in the field and you have a real fine edge on there, if you look at it in a microscope, you know, it's a perfect point when you look down the edge of it. What happens is that edge rolls over a little bit. So if you'll steel your knife, back steel it, in other words, drag the blade backwards across something very lightly just to get that microscopic edge back in shape, and then you can go forward a couple times. That'll bring your edge back when you're in the middle of cutting up your elk or whatever. The hair and the bone and the cartilage in there actually rolls that microscopic edge over. So if you'll maintain that edge, that's an important part of having a knife in the field, is bring it back to sharp while you're out there.
And you know, Kirby, I worked my way through college many years ago working in a meat processing plant, and the steel was one of the most used objects for the meat cutters. And every now and then they'd just whip that steel out and their knife back and forth on it and go back to cutting, and it really puts an edge on it. And I recommend all the hunters that they carry a steel in their pack or wherever they carry their knives and stuff, so that they can keep that blade sharp.
That's right, and that's probably the most, as much as the knife itself, that's extremely important to have a steel. I carry a little small pocket steel, and then I carry two small folders. That's what I do everything with. I take them both to the field very, very, very sharp. And then, once I get a little ways in, I just hit that thing on the steel, and it comes right back. The steel also puts a micro serration on the blade, which is really effective for cutting meat. If you got your Japanese sushi knives, you want a super, super straight edge, and they don't steel that type of knife. But a work knife or a meat knife, you definitely want a little bit of serration, and that steel will just put a little microwave in that edge.
All right, Kirby, let me ask you, I'll just say personally, for me, I like I have a Case three-blade folding knife that, it's easy to keep, to get sharp and to keep sharp, and I actually like it for gutting an animal better than some, big fixed blade knife. It's just my personal choice. What's your recommendation for that?
Well, I started off when I was very young getting a nice big Bowie knife. And that became one of the most cumbersome, ineffective type of knives out there in the field.
But it looked cool. It looked cool. Yeah.
Oh, it does. Yeah, they look cool, and they still look cool, but they're sitting in my case.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree with the Case knife. Case has very, very fine steel, and it stays sharp for a long period of time. That's another thing, is if you buy an inexpensive knife, not that it won't work, but the steel is soft and it's not tempered to the proper Rockwell hardness, which means how hard that blade is. If you get a harder knife like Case or Buck or Knives of Alaska or Benchmade, they're made of a very, very hard steel. They're harder to put an edge on, but they hold the edge much longer. There are some other options. Just real quick, there's some other options for people in the field. If they want something super sharp, there are these knives called Havilon, and Outdoor Edge also makes a similar product in its Razor Light. They're basically surgical stainless blades that snap onto the side or slide into the what would be considered the blade. And you get a surgical stainless, just like a scalpel. You cannot believe how sharp. And then you just change the blades out. They're disposable. They come sure. with a dozen blades. Those yes. are fantastic knives.
As a matter of fact, Scott and I both just recently acquired one of those Outdoor Edge surgical steel replaceable blade knives. And, you know, you can snap a new blade in there and shave the hair off your arm. And, you know it's sharp.
They are sharp. They're spooky sharp, but a sharp knife is a safe knife.
Red's arms. Yeah, Kirby. Red's arms are completely hairless now. I got him that knife, and he sat over and shaves his arms. So, yeah.
get a whack on that mustache.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, no, let's leave that alone.
Hey, what are some things in sharpening though that you don't want to do? Maybe let's hit that for just a second before our break.
One of the things when you're sharpening your knife is, obviously, you want to keep the angle right, so you want to try not to change that angle. The most work knives, working knives, pocket knives, knives you're cutting rope with and that, they could be an angle all the way out to like 50 degrees, which would be 25 per side, 25 degrees either side of center. You definitely want to keep your angle correct, and you don't want to change the shoulder. The shoulder is where there's a little taper into where the sharpness part of the knife is. If you start changing that shoulder and sharpening that, you got to grind a lot of material off to get to the edge mm-hmm. itself. So you want to try to always maintain that angle. That's probably the most critical thing. And don't ever tap it or drag it across any surfaces that, you know, are nearly as hard as the steel.
Right.
You know, I cringe when, like one of the things when, you know, sometimes when I shoot an animal, I want to cut that little piece out of the tag, and I'm very, very careful not to push too hard and ruin that little tip on there, because the tip's the hardest part to keep sharp.
Right. All right, Kirby, we got to take a real short break, so hang with us through this break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about scent products. As we know, wind is one of the most important things we got to keep in our favor, and we got to keep those animals from smelling us. So we want to talk about scent products with you. So our guest is Kirby Boos with Cabela's. For my partner, Red Merrill, we're going to take a short break. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back with more Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner Red Merrill. Our guest is Kirby Boos with Cabela's. Two locations local here in the metro area, one up in Lone Tree, right behind Sky Ridge Hospital at Lincoln and I-25, or Ridgegate, actually, I should say, and 144th and I-25 up north there in the Thornton area, and two beautiful stores, again, been open since mid-August, and if you haven't had a chance to get in there yet, get in there, and as you can tell, they know what they're talking about, and that's what you want. When you walk in a store and you ask a question, you want somebody to know what they're talking about, so... Again, we live up close to the Lone Tree store, so, you know, we go in and see Kirby, and you can always, you're going to be in there today, I guess, sir, Kirby, right?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I'll be here
so,
till, I don't know, 4 o'clock or so, and love to see people.
All right. So if you get in there today at the Lone Tree store, go up and tell Kirby you heard him today on the radio. We'd appreciate that. Well, Kirby, let's talk about scent products a little bit. Those things, I don't know. Again, growing up hunting, of course, there was nothing out. You know, when I was a kid and everything, we never even thought about it. But now, I mean, it seems to be the thing, boy, of the scent clothing, scent sprays, scent everything. So tell us just a little bit about when did all that really start coming about with all the scent sprays and things?
I think that kind of started in the early 80s. There was a company called Robinson Labs that came out with a scent elimination product. And the scent elimination product, you know, people have been using... animal scents for many, many years, whether mm-hmm. it's bear or deer or, you know, all these different excretions and stuff
right.
from animals. And those are great attractants. But the scent elimination thing has become almost essential. It really gives a hunter a great cover-up and an advantage when the wind does bust them. It's always important to keep the wind in your favor, and having some sort of a wind indication device, you know, whether it's powder that squirts out of a bottle or they've even got electronic ones like the Firefly, those are important to have, but it's extremely important to keep your clothing clean and do whatever you can to eliminate scent. Some of the commercial products out there, they've got all kinds of pet scent eliminating products, and they're kind of a similar thing. But it's important to wash your clothing, not wear, you know, aftershave and deodorant and that kind of thing. And they make all different products in those scent elimination categories that will cover you for that. They make sprays. You can spray down your clothing. Important to spray down your boots so you don't leave tracks. There's deodorant you can use. There's field wipes. Where, you know, if you're out there for a while, you just pull out a field wipe and wipe your brow and around your neck and so forth, and that helps cut down on any perspiration odor that that comes up while you're hunting. You hike out there with a big sweat, and, you know, it's good to just take a quick wipe and get that area covered. The other thing we have is there are a lot of wash products. You know, you wash your clothes in scent elimination product, and then you can put it into a scent lock storage bag. There are tubs that have charcoal pads inside them that eliminate odors. There's the scent lock clothing And you can use that over and over again. The dryer regenerates the carbon in the that's actually in the material. But it's extremely important to have a bottle of spray and touch up every now and then. Make sure your clothing doesn't let any scent through.
So do you like hand washing your own, your hunting clothes and things instead of doing it with the family laundry?
Well, hand washing is a good way to go, and you will pick up a little bit of scent from your washer. But I usually I'll throw my clothes I'll run just an empty cycle in the washer and just let it rinse, and then I'll put my clothes in there with an autumn. They have a couple different scents. They have an earth scent, an autumn scent, and a completely the original, completely non-scented stuff. But I'll throw my clothes right in the laundry and then air dry them, rather than putting them into the dryer. The dryer will regenerate the scent lock clothing, but on the stuff that I use, I just let them air dry. They come out a little crispy, but they definitely come out a lot more scent free.
Sure. You know, Kirby, several years back when the scent products were first coming out, I was, fairly skeptical of that because, like Scott said, growing up in Texas, we just went out in whatever clothes you had and climbed up in a tree and sat and hoped that a deer would come by. But then when I started bow hunting here in Colorado, I actually bought some of that scent spray and sprayed myself down real good and climbed up on the hill and was sitting and actually had two does come by within just inches of me. One actually stuck its nose out and smelled of me and then was not alarmed and just fed around. And I mean, I could have shot either one of them. Of course, I was hunting for a buck. But I became very convinced that, boy, that scent elimination products were great products, and everybody really needs to take heed to that and use those.
Yeah, they absolutely do work. You'll run into more things. I had a raccoon step on me when I was in a tree stand. The idea of the tree stand is get your scent up and out of the wind. You're out of their vision, but it's a lot about the scent. But out here in the West, we hunt on the ground, and you need to spot and stalk, and you need to, the elk is, the wind is constantly moving up and down the canyons and so forth, and it can change on you in an instant. In the morning, it's sliding down the draws, and it's going down, and then a little bit of sun starts to hit the hillside, and the wind turns around and goes right uphill. So it's important to have that. Another thing that you want to consider is when you do wash your clothes, you want to get a scent elimination product that does not have brighteners in it.
Yes.
So, a regular laundry detergent will have brighteners.
That's true.
Which will, kind of bump up the fabric to be more visible and nice for the colors. You don't want that. You definitely want that. No brighteners in your scent elimination products.
Yeah. And they do have, and Cabela's does carry special products to wash your clothes in.
Yes, we do. We have all different types of wash and different scent. Like I said, you can get an autumn that also reduces the scent, but it puts a little bit of an autumn smell in there, and then there's an earth smell, and those are great things. And then you want to store your clothes all year in a scent-proof bag. Make sure they're dry and put them in a scent-proof bag. If you just put them in a regular plastic bag, then they pick up the odor of plastic, and that's hard to wash out. So you just try to maintain your clothing. It'll really, really help you in the field.
Yeah, Kirby, let me ask you, I'm not sure if you'd be familiar with this, but, I've read articles and talked to other people over the years about kind of foods that people eat when they're out hunting and stuff that actually causes their body to give off a stronger odor.
Yeah, it definitely does. The guy who had the big garlic Italian meal when he comes in the next day, you're... That will carry with you, so I think it's important to keep that as there's even breath elimination gum that you can buy that has some of this some of these highly technical, they're natural products, but they cut down on everything. But you can pick up scents from that kind of thing. If you're going fishing, it's good to eat garlic. Keep the mosquitoes off. Going hunting, don't eat it.
Well, how about eating meat? I've read that That guys, some guys cut back on meat eating before they go hunting so that their body doesn't give off that meat eater odor that might scare animals.
You know, I hadn't heard that. I will definitely look into that. There may be something to it. Your body does, you know, it absorbs whatever you eat. So, you know, you're definitely going to be, you'll smell like one thing or another. But I will look into that. That's an interesting concept.
Well, I really didn't, you know, I really don't know if it's true or not, but I, you know, when you go out hunting and you're camping, boy, you want to cook some steaks and of course, eating beef jerky or elk jerky or some kind of product like that, you know, boy, that's part of, that seems like that goes hand in glove with going hunting. And that's why I use these sprays liberally and, you know, saturate yourself before you go out hunting.
Yeah. Well, now that you have mentioned it, guess who won't be eating meat before he goes hunting? Whether it's true or not, I'm going to hedge my bet.
You know, we always talk about keeping the wind in your favor. One funny story, and my dad is actually in Dallas, Kirby, just listening to us on the show there, and we talked to him early when we first came on. But right after all this scent elimination things came out, and I grabbed some elk urine spray and everything, and I said, "Hey, Dad, what you do is spray this." Well, the wind was blowing by, and I sprayed it in the air, and my dad was behind me, and it went all over his face. So then I had him like, now I said, "All right, Dad, now you need to run around the woods for me, okay?" But anyway, yeah, you always want to make sure the wind's in your favor when you spray something up in the air, too. But yeah, that was actually
hilarious. You know, using just a couple funnies, when you're using the animal urines and so forth, you can have some real fun. I've seen some funny things. One time my brother and I were hunting elk in Arizona up on the Mogollon Rim, and we drew a tag, and we didn't get anything, but it was a fantastic hunt. Well, he had put some on his boots, and it was the funniest thing. He had three does following him around in the woods, and they were just sniffing along. They could have cared less that he was there. We were laughing our heads off. And then another funny thing, I used to keep a bottle of it when I'd go play golf. At this time of year, you know, about another 2-3 weeks, and I'd put a little bit on the back of my buddy's golf bag, and those bucks up there in the foothills golf courses would follow us around. It was really funny.
Oh, that is funny. Well, Kirby, man, we appreciate it, and we're going to get you on a lot more. You're a wealth of information and fun to have on the show as well. So if you get into Cabela's up at Lone Tree, go in there and ask for Kirby, and as you can tell, he's very, very knowledgeable, loves the outdoors. And, you know, and I love when we have people on that have the field experience as well, and not just knowledge, but how to use it out in the woods. So, Kirby, we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thanks very much for having me, and look forward to seeing you guys down here and anybody else.
All right, Kirby, appreciate it. That's Kirby Boos with Cabela's. Again, the gun show, hunting and sportsman show out at the outlets at Loveland today, 9 to 5, going and see our folks at Ammo Can. This is Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be right back right after this break.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home.
Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Been in a car accident? Are you getting the runaround from the insurance company? Are you getting the medical treatment you need? Are you wondering what is fair compensation for your injuries? Are you confused by all the different insurance coverages? My name is Kevin Flesh, and my law firm is in the business of helping persons like yourself. Please call us today, 303-806-8886, or visit us on the web at www.fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Red's favorite place, Catherine's French Bakery and Cafe.
Great food.
Great food. I tell you what, we want to thank Catherine out there and Mario. And, you know, I know it seems strange to have a French bakery as a sponsor of an outdoor show, but these folks are awesome, and their food is awesome. So check them out. They're located at 728 South University in the Bonnie Bray area, and that's Catherine's French Bakery. Red and I will be out next week. We're going to be hunting at Kiowa Creek, our good buddy Mark out there, and we'll be hunting, and our good friend Kevin Flesh, and partner on the show, will be hosting next week, and I hope you'll join him on the show for more of Sportsman of Colorado.
The feathers will be floating in the air.
I'm telling you, and I can't wait. I can't wait to get out there. It's been a while. Let's go right to the phones. We've got our good friend Eric with SKB Products. Eric, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Now, you're good, in California, Eric. So it's like, what, 10 to 7 out there for you. So thanks for getting up early.
Yeah, I'm actually out at a 3D archery tournament, and I'm waiting for the sun to come up.
All right.
Oh, wow. Well, good deal. Good deal. Well, Eric, again, we mentioned at the first of our show, all of our guests are going to be on today, and we mentioned you, and we mentioned the cases that we used, the SKB cases, to go to Africa. And, you know, it's the last time you were on, man. I'm telling you, they met every expectation we could have ever wanted to have. You know, when you've got a shotgun and a rifle in a case and you're going to Africa, you want it to be protected. You want it to be easy to transport from vehicles. You want it to be easy to transport through the airport. I mean, everything was just awesome.
Well, that's great. We're glad that you guys are happy with them.
Yeah, I'm sure you're carrying your bow in one of the SKB cases.
Well, you know, it's one of those things is, you know, by the time when you buy your bow and your sights and your arrow rest and all your arrows and everything, I mean, some people can spend, you know, over $1,000.
Easily.
So I don't like to put it in just a little cloth case, you know. So I got the big injection molded case that we have. And that way you can just throw it in the back of your truck, throw it wherever you want, and you're not worried about anything getting banged up.
So, yeah, and, you know, the cases that we took to Africa were just absolutely great in protecting the guns. We got there, and the very first morning, you go out and make sure your gun is sighted in, and both of ours was hitting bullseye and hadn't changed one bit. And, boy, a good case is just essential in protecting your gear.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then we have a new product out. A lot of people think that some of our cases, you know, they're obviously designed to travel that are kind of big. So we made actually a smaller one. It's a single rifle case, and it's 49 inches long and 9 inches wide and 5 inches deep, and it's meant to hold one scoped rifle. And it's just an amazing case. It's injection molded. It's waterproof. It floats. And it's at a price point down near that $100 mark. So it's one, it's affordable, and two, you can get that same bulletproof case but not have to have a big monster bulky one.
And you also do pistol cases with those as well.
Yeah, we do pistol cases. We're also doing pink cases, pink pistol cases and pink rifle cases.
Well, send me one of those for Red. He needs a good pink pistol case.
Now let's behave ourselves.
Well, and you know what? Those seems like they're flying off the shelves. You know, women and shooting sports and archery and hunting seem like they're really taking off.
Yeah, they really have. Now, you did some hunting in Hawaii. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, man, it was, it was my anniversary. And my wife had lived a couple years in Hawaii, and we knew some people out there. So I was kind of hesitant, there's other places I would like to go. But so I said, okay, let's go. And I figured, oh, I'm going to bring my bow anyway. And I did some research about it. And it ends up where you can get a hunting license out there. Non-resident is only $90. And there's no tag system. You don't have to buy tags for your animals. So basically how it works is there's hogs and goats and axis deer, and the hogs and goats you can kill two a day either sex, and the axis deer is unlimited either sex a day, and it's all year round. So, and like I said, no tags. So I ended up finding some axis deer out there, and oh my goodness, there's hundreds and hundreds of them. And it happened to be during the rut, and I didn't even know when the rut was, and the axis deer are barking, and when they're rutting, the bucks are do this kind of a growl. And so it makes them easy to find. But what happens is I was trying to do it with the bow, and you get so close to them, and all of a sudden there's, 50 or 60 deer at a time in a herd, and, all those eyes, man, they spot you real quick. But I kept getting closer and closer, and I finally had an opportunity, and I got to 35 yards. I kind of belly crawled to the top of this little canyon, and I looked down, and they were all in there feeding. And as it was, I looked at the closest doe, the closest one to me. I range finded at 35 yards. And instantly, I'm thinking to myself, I'm taking pictures with it. I'm posting them on Facebook. I was so proud. I hadn't even made the shot yet, and I'm thinking how great it's going to be. And because people were telling me how hard it is to kill axis deer with a bow. And I said, wow, this is my second day, and I'm getting ready to get it done. I was so excited. So I knocked an arrow, and I threw back. Went right over its back. I was already counting my chickens,
Yeah. And,
I'm laughing because that's happened to me.
Well, that seems like, I kind of had to sit back and realize that, I was hunting for the wrong reasons at that point. I was hunting for Facebook or something like that, and not just for myself, so... But it was a great time. We had a good time out there.
Yeah, any reason that you go hunting is a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and my wife, she would go lay out at the beach because I'm pretty fair skinned. People call me a ginger, So I'm not the laid down at the beach type. So she would be laying at the beach, and I would take off and go hunting.
Well, I tell you that the start of that story was great. Anniversary, go to Hawaii and take your bow. You can't beat that.
No, it was great. And we actually just found out that the people that we stayed with out there. Need someone to house it for them over Christmas time. So it looks like we might be going back there. So I might have another opportunity at redemption on those access here.
Right. Now, what part of Hawaii?
We're in Maui.
Maui. Well, that's one of my favorite spots, too. So, yeah, we'll have to check that out.
No,
Can you hook us up if we go there?
Actually, yeah, I can. I really can. And for your listeners that are just thinking about, trying to get a hunt trip in and maybe a family trip in, there's a lot of public land out there, and there's archery land and there's rifle land, but there's an archery only area. But also, and on top of this mountain range, there's a big cabin that you can rent, and it sleeps eight people. It doesn't have electricity, but it has hot water and running water, and it's only like $50 a night. So you can get eight people come there for a family. Split it up and go in there, and you can and stay there at that cabin and hunt all that public land. It's not and it's not a hard deal. $90 non-resident hunting license, and you're in it.
Well, good. I may have to get my wife a trip to Hawaii now so I can go hunting in Maui.
Eric, I took my wife and family to Hawaii, and I'm like you. I'm real fair-skinned. I mean, if I even look at the sun, I get sunburnt, and so I am not one of those fun in the sun, laying on the beach, surfing and all that kind of thing kind of guy. But, man, this sounds like a good deal because my wife loves going to Hawaii, and I can take her, and she can lay on the beach, and I can go hunting.
Yep. Exactly. That's how it should be anyway. So I think all the guys listening are like, okay, now I can – all of a sudden guys are finding out ways to come up with the money to take the
to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Eric, man, we appreciate it. Check out the website, skbcases.com. Again, Red and I use these. We went to Africa. Awesome, awesome cases. Bow, archery, I guess that's the same. Archery, rifle, pistol cases, all kinds of cases. So check out their website, and Eric, we appreciate it, man. And have a good time out there. All right, bud.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, we're going to wrap up here with our good buddy Dan Johnson here for a couple of minutes. Dan, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I want to go to Hawaii.
Dude, I'm telling you, now the guy started the story. He was on his anniversary, took his wife to Maui, took his bow, and got to go kill some access deer in Maui. So I think we're going to get hooked up there.
That's nice. You know, my brother's got a ranch in Texas. He's got access deer all over it. And they're better eating than whitetail.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, as I mentioned at the very beginning of our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And without Dan and them helping us out with the show, we wouldn't even be able to have our show. So, Dan, as a personal thank you, we want to thank you for that. But go out and check out Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Again, they're located at 14500 East Colfax. So what do you guys got going on out there today?
We got a big one going today. End of the month, and you've always heard the stories that, you know, buy a car at the end of the month that get a little better deal. And I need to sell a few more, so... you know, I've been doing a deal this week where, you know, if you got a decent trade-in, I'm going to give 20% over book value because I need used cars. And, you know, so that could make the difference of, you know, in a payment or a price or whatever. So
no doubt. Do you have any 13 Silverados left or y'all about all done?
No, well, I'm getting there. I probably got, maybe 20 left.
Okay. All right.
Well, and, there's some great deals on those 2013s. If you want to get a truck right now, is the time to do it.
Yeah, you're up to like $10,000 off on those things, and then 20% too much for a trade-in, you can make a pretty nice deal.
Wow. And also, we mentioned you, Dan, has a full-service body shop out there at Lynn Lyle. So go check them out, 14500 East Colfax. When you do, go out there and ask for Dan. He's very easy to find at the dealership. And tell him you heard him on Sports on the Colorado. So, Dan, thank you very much. Hope you sell a bunch today.
You bet. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, you too. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Want to thank our guest, Eric Welsh with SKB. Also, Kirby Boost with Cabela's. Go check out the gun show at the outlets at Loveland today. Red and I are going to go bust some pheasant at Kiowa Creek next Saturday, and our good buddy Kevin Flesh will be your host. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Send us your pictures, and if you're going to be out hunting this week, good luck. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Watley. We want to thank you for joining us. Have a great, safe weekend, and thank you for joining us on Sportsman of Colorado.